This is not a drill. This is not a drill. This we have real date. An actual real date. November 22nd. Let me tell you, this is far enough in the future that no matter where you are in the world, you could potentially be here on November 22nd, 2025, live in beautiful, sunny downtown Warner Robins, Georgia, at Friends on the Hill at 104 Westcliff Boulevard. The Ministry of Silly Talk is going live.
Going live, 6 p.m. Saturday night. We'll be there. Come join us.
Prizes, trivia, stuff you're already probably familiar with.
Maybe a video or two.
Maybe. Hundreds. Maybe mostly. But still, games, prizes. You could win some cool stuff. Don't forget. But really do come out. November 22nd. Friends of the Hill. Warner Robins, Georgia. Get after it.
Let's go.
This is the Ministry of Silly Talk.
Silly Talk. Ministry of
Silly Talk.
This is the Ministry.
This is the Ministry of
Silly Talk. This is the Ministry of
Silly Talk. Silly Talk.
Thank you for listening to my daddy's stupid podcast. And remember, his head is full of doo-doo, so don't listen to anything he says.
That's very funny.
Generals, welcome to another exciting episode of the Ministry of Silly Talk podcast. I am Graham.
I'm Josh.
And we are so happy to have you here. Don't forget, there at the intro, that is a real thing.
Yeah. A lot of times we joke around it. You know, yeah. But right now we're being real. November 22nd, we'll be there. Friends on the Hill.
I'm glad you said being real, because I was worried you were going to say being serious, and I was like, I don't know if
never
we're good
at serious.
That.
No, no, no. But this is true. This is actual thing.
It is a real thing. It's true.
That was perfect.
Yeah.
It is true.
It is true. Still silly, but true.
Not serious at all.
No, not serious at all. But yeah, if you want to, come check it out. We're figuring out what that looks like, and we are going to give crap away. It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be a good time.
And hopefully everyone has a great time. It's going to be in the fall, too. I like that, because there was a part of me that was concerned about daylight hours, but
it's going to be nice and darkish. I mean, we're going to start at 6.
Yeah,
probably be out of there 7:30.
Yeah,
you know?
And we'll get you in, we'll get you out, and you can see what else is going on up there that evening. But yes, we're looking forward to it.
And we may stay for a meet and greet after, so.
Could be.
If you want
could
some,
be. Hey, you know,
signatures and whatnot, we'll be there.
I'm single. Most of the people who listen to this podcast are hot young women, so.
Excluding the one we are into.
Yeah, exactly. Not actually, but you know, it is. You know what? You know what it is though. It is enough time to potentially have international guests. You know, you never know.
Yeah, that is enough time where somebody could get a flight.
Yeah, so much time. so much time between now and then. We're really pushing it out there early. Let me see.
Yeah, we're about 55 days out, I think.
You're going to hear about it, if I could be honest with you. But potentially, international guests, you never know. You know,
no.
Who knows? Oh, that's the news segment. We don't need that. No, this is not the news.
You hit him with a bait and switch.
Come on and take a name. I have many jeans.
See, I got
yeah.
They are wearing
and just for the record, Argentina not making a live appearance. It won't be featured. She can come. She's more than welcome to visit. But I don't think we can.
I don't know if we can squeeze that in.
That's the thing about this performance that's going to be difficult, because we have to be cognizant that we're guests in this place.
Yes.
And nobody asked for this.
And there's no editing.
No
editing. We're not in the studio here at someone's home doing studio type things. So
yes.
That if we say something absurd, it doesn't hit the internet.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's going to be a balancing act there. But I think if we keep the mindset that it's 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
The more I think about it, I feel like we can pack it out pretty good with people.
I think we can get at least a few.
That's you know? I bet surely we could get 10.
Yeah.
You know,
something like that.
Excuse me.
I've got one built in roadie / fan that will be there.
Of course. I think we'll do a good job. But the reality is there's going to be a lot of people there who,
what's going on.
Yeah, who were just like, oh, I'm in here in the afternoon having a beer. And what? I'm sorry, what is this?
Yeah.
I can't remember you. I can't forget you. If you're the indie, I can't help you.
On a huge screen with a big, loud amplifier behind it.
I hope you can.
PA system.
Proper. Proper.
And it sounds great. Look, we were very impressed when we did the setup. I don't know. Yeah. We talked about it in the last pod. Yeah. But the guy that owns the place knows what he's doing. He's got it going on. Yeah.
It's way too nice for what we're going to do.
Well, he comes from the live music scene and then got into the bar industry and just added it both together. So he knows what he's doing.
That's good. Be fair, nobody asked for this. He brought it to me like, hey, do you think you could do this live? And it turns out we can. Now,
it turns out that it's possible for us to do it.
Technically feasible.
We plugged in the stuff and saw ourselves on the screen and we heard our voices. Yeah. So,
but I, you know, like I said, I have stuff prepared for that if things don't go well. Look, that's going to sound great on the surround sound.
Well, and you know, we might even sneak in some culturally relevant climbing in your windows if we really lose them, you know?
Yeah, no, I'll have a bucket of, you know, stuff that we didn't have anything to do with.
Just like, super bangers.
Can you want to laugh at this? Can we get a couple of chuckles
Episode
out of this
Episode 3,
deal?
The Simpsons, remember?
Yeah. If it goes totally sideways, just play, you know, the Bart skip school or whatever. Like Bart gets an F, we'll just watch that.
Just throw up his music video. Yeah. Parents just don't understand.
Oh, boy. There's potential for it to...
It could go super left, which if you know us or have any idea who we are, will be funnier than if it doesn't, probably.
True. The unintentional bits will be what you want to show up for. But again, November 22nd, forget.
The ones that we try to save the bomb, that's what you want to be at, is those judges. You know. We both groan at the same time.
Well, look,
it's gonna be a good time.
I think it's gonna be great.
The camera angles and stuff are really cool to me.
Yeah, I think it's gonna look good.
Yeah, I think it's gonna look awesome.
Everything is in place. Physically, we are gonna do it.
It's going down.
It's going down. You can be there for better or worse. However it goes down, we will be there. This is a little segment intro. This is something I'm going to try to be inserting into the podcast in the run-up to the live show, is remembering segment intros and trying to, you know, put things together. But we're going to start this week with a little sports in your shorts. May not be, we'll see what's going on, but
ladies and gentlemen, please rise. It's time for sports in your shorts.
You know, it's the charge music.
Yeah, I know, I get it.
This is the Ministry of Silly Talk.
Yes, I'm aware.
Silly Talk.
Ministry of Silly Talk.
Hey, man,
this is the Ministry of Silly Talk.
Alright, so something's going on. I don't know if you do you know anything about golf? Because I don't.
Very little.
Right. So apparently, and this is just because this has been coming up on the internet. There's some sort of international golf tournament called the Ryder Cup, where I guess it's America against Europe.
Yeah.
Which seems like a really weird delineation to make, like America versus 75 countries. I don't really understand the genesis of it.
Because the amount of people that play golf in America,
it's probably
it's kind of like the high school football deal, 4A versus 1A.
Yeah,
all those European countries are 1A. We're 12A. So you got to add them all together to play us.
Yeah, I could see that. But
it's
golf
just a
is,
pool of talent.
Yeah, but there's hella people who play golf in Europe. You know,
hella more
I mean?
People, period.
But
here
that's
who
true.
Play
they
golf.
Would be in the PGA. Yeah, but I got you. It does track in that regard. I still think it's weird. And also, it's golf, so I don't really have... I'm not like... I don't have a bunch
no,
of
no one has an opinion
opinions
golf.
About it.
Play, I don't care.
But it's been... apparently, according to the internet, the Americans have been... Excuse me, roundly embarrassing themselves on social media. And there's a... This is a particularly interesting video. Again, golf. This is golf. And I don't know who these people are on the course, it's talking to these people in the stands, but they're trying to get them like pumped up.
Where are they? Are they in America or are they in Europe?
Wherever they're playing the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, I mean, this is a valid question.
I'm assuming it's in America because there's a lot of Americans. I think maybe it goes back and forth. But
I mean, I would assume they rotate. I don't know anything about it.
But yeah, and I'm going to be honest with you. Normally, I don't mind doing a little research to find things out, but it's golf, and I
just don't.
You know, golf is fine. I just
My brothers and my dad like it. I never go.
No, I can't.
It's not for me.
Yeah.
I give you about nine holes and I'm done.
Oh yeah, especially playing. No, that's
Watching.
Watch. That's what this. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. This is the basis of this is watching.
My dad watches. I don't get it. I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, it's day three. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I knew plenty of dads who would watch golf, but it was just them like sleep half in the bag at three. Sunday.
My dad's cutting grass and then finding out who won. Type of thing. You know, he just leaves it on. But of course. Yeah.
But this actually was a bit exciting to me because it's a nice little tasty bit of cringe watching them try to pump up these golf fans.
Okay. Slow down. Slow down. You guys all took Adderall this morning. Slow down.
That's funny.
Yes. And
that's
they're
a good lick.
It is. Well, they did. Yeah, they're all like, this, all this is the crowd. All the bros are at Adderall.
Okay.
They're trying to get them to boom, boom,
real quick,
clap.
80% of the population is on Adderall. Don't throw it just at the bros.
That's true. But these guys, 90% of these guys.
The khakis, even if they're not prescribed, they're on it. They're drinking today.
One,
they're
two,
trying to get
clap.
Boom, boom, clap
one,
going.
Two,
okay.
Here come the lyrics. Scotty Scheffler.
Because see, now she's offbeat.
Well, also, you're assuming that everybody in the crowd is a Scotty Scheffler fan.
He's sort of, look, far as I know.
He's not Tiger Woods.
No, but he's the hope for America, I guess, in this particular
thing.
He's
not
the
thinking,
guy.
Okay,
yeah, it's all America. But then she blows the rhythm.
Here come the lyrics. Scotty Scheffler.
Not going well.
All right, hold on. I'm going to let the forefathers try and teach you this.
We're going to try this one more time. If it doesn't work, we'll do it.
Oh, that was abroad at first?
Yeah. Sorry, speaking of people who are on Adderall, I just caught this. Hold on. This guy down here at the bottom left. I was see if I can make him bigger for the video watchers, but this guy right here, clearly she was correct about that.
That guy sounds like he's 50, dude.
I know.
Dressed like a clown. Is that what he's dressed as? A clown, maybe?
They're dressed as the founding fathers. They're
a
like,
clown?
Yes, and yes, yes.
You dress as a clown in 2025. That's what a clown would dress as.
Of course.
With a wig, you know?
Yes, to be overly
just absurd.
Emphasis that it's America. But yeah, they couldn't put it together.
No, dude, that guy sounded like he just drank a bottle of whiskey. Like, I get out there and tell everybody, Scotty.
Yeah, well, and just the lack, the lack of rhythm among any of it. You might as well just put it on a playback and let them join in. And what are they pumping them up for?
I've been to golf tournaments and I made fun the entire time because it's, shh, please be quiet, please. And you know, I can't stop talking.
Of course.
Back then, I could not stop talking about, I'm with my brother, and I'm just like, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah. No, it doesn't seem like the thing you would need to get pumped up for.
I've never been at the
like
18th
that.
Hole in the bleachers, but I probably because it's Olympics-esque feeling, maybe with that tournament or
right.
something.
But that's what I'm saying, and I could see you like wanting to have some fanfare, but I just don't think that works for tea time. To have these people all like try,
I don't. They just want it for TVs.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna rise. I'm gonna kick a little ass, gonna kick some ass in the USA. Gonna climb a mountain, gonna sew a flag, gonna fly on an eagle. I'm gonna kick some butt, I'm gonna drive a big truck, I'm gonna rule this world. I'm gonna kick some ass, I'm gonna rise. I'm gonna kick a little ass, rock flag and eagle.
That's what they were missing.
Dude.
That's what they were missing. Clearly.
Can you put in to change the national anthem? Can we vote on that?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Can we change to rock, flag, and eagle?
I just do think it would be better.
Oh, man. I don't know if it's better, but it would be cool.
Yeah. Be a lot more fun.
Yeah. The two of us would love it.
Yeah, at a baseball game, please rise for the singing of the national anthem.
They just started making the eighth inning.
Rock, flag, and eagle.
Actually, if I double click it, it sounds like he's in a stadium.
Okay.
That made me feel like I was on mushrooms.
Oh, good.
That's how creepy that was.
It sounded a little bit like he was in a
I mean, what's more American than Rock, Flag, and Eagle?
You changed the national anthem.
Smellier, but better off for it.
The whole country will be.
Oh, boy. We put stuff together.
I'm trying to get the soundboard back in here. Yeah. Oh, yeah, golf.
Still be the fucking game.
My friend here, Mr. Williams, doesn't like golf. My name is Clarence. Okay,
all right. Shooter. I used to shit like you for breakfast.
Speaking of people being on drugs, hold on, how far we've got? This episode may not be super duper long because I only have so much, but it's good stuff. Let's get to our first guy who's definitely on drugs.
Well, let's empty box. Let's figure out what it is on. Oh, he is definitely cocaine.
Yeah, or ketamine or so. He's, this is obviously Papa John.
Oh, I'm just assuming I haven't seen his actions yet, so maybe he's.
Yeah, so the guy on the left is Papa John. The guy on the right is probably on drugs of some kind, but he's just he's some TikTok guy making pizza. And I guess in an effort to repair his image, Papa John is doing reaction videos
and showing that he's a billionaire
to food video.
Well,
yeah,
look at the background.
Yeah, it's very relatable. But listen. We're hardly kings of the internet reaction video, right? But we do all right for a couple of guys who don't.
The ones that we put out are great.
Yes, for the couple of guys who don't have $500 million or whatever. Check out Papa John reviewing pizza. The man knows pizza.
What an empty box.
Oh, dude.
Well, got it going on.
He's drunk, bro.
I like it. Got it going on. That's pretty cool. Huh. Jeffrey Basil. Good pie. That makes me hungry. Too good. That's a badass pie.
Dude, he might just be stoned, dude.
He's
stoned to the bone, maybe, with a glass of whiskey next to him.
It is hard to tell exactly what's going on there. But,
he's too lucid for something serious like ketamine.
Yeah,
now, there may be a painkiller or two involved for a Xanax.
This has Xanax and wine energy.
It has it all written all over it.
Zanny.
We got there.
Yeah.
We got there.
But the commentary, there's no commentary. It's just got it going on.
To the bone,
we got it going on.
Well, dude, he's ready to eat something.
Empty box.
Empty box. His first comment.
Well.
Got it going on. I like it. Got it going on. That's pretty cool. Jeffrey Basil.
He's
going on.
He's
can hear the Jeffrey Bezos song playing too. It's like Jeffrey Bezos. This man has $500 million and he's old Jeep fooding us.
bro.
He's hitting us with the OG food.
$500 million.
I don't know. I would be an outstanding member of society.
Me and you both would be at your house, OG food every day crazy. On a camera.
OG food. Got my pecan cheese, macaroni and cheese, soy water, cooking, 2 hot salt, put in my pocket. OG food.
It's almost better without the video.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Basil, good pie.
OG food.
That makes me hungry. Too good. That's a badass pie.
OG food.
Nice.
Nailed it with the point there.
Yeah. Hey, dude, you can combine that with "Please come home." I got beans and bologna. That dude is
I forgot about that guy.
That's so good. Like if you could somehow put that with the lady who's walking through the screen as the lady he's going home to.
There's so much potential there. You'd have to text me that. Yeah, that would take me a hot second to put together.
And I love how I do that to you. I'll just have 9 things from the internet. And I'm like, bro, can you put these together in a 30-second short and put our name on it?
Do
and put
something.
It on the internet?
Yeah. And I if I can,
you
I do.
You try.
If I can, I do. If I can't, I go. It doesn't work that way, Josh. The internet just doesn't.
That's not a thing. I'm
computers
not a magician.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't you have a thing that will just do all the things at once? Yeah, a computer, but you still have to have several things going on.
Okay, well, throw it out then.
Yeah,
okay.
But no, I always
try.
Make an effort. Few things have come out as perfectly as that.
No, that was pretty good.
All right. We're almost to a break here, too, because I think maybe we'll do 45, 50 this week.
That's fine,
if that. But because these have just been, this has just been bangers. You know what I mean?
This looks like it's going to be one as well.
In certain instances, quality over quantity. Not usually. Quantity, eventually, quality comes in there. You just keep throwing shit at the wall. This week, I feel like
we've
got.
Been hitting pretty good stuff every time.
And you. I'm not saying I know you.
Okay.
But I think you're going to not believe this gentleman.
I'm clapping. I'm praising. I feel like I just snorted cocaine or something. I'm so excited. And I never did that before. For the record. For the record.
Lies.
For the record. For the record. But I'm clapping my head.
Your tongue just went numb in front of the whole church. What are you talking about?
For the record. I've never done that. Look at his face.
If he hasn't snorted it, he put it in his veins.
Something.
Are you kidding me?
I'm clapping. I'm praising. I feel like I just snorted cocaine or something. I'm so excited. And I never did that before. For the record.
For the record.
He kept going.
Yeah.
Did he catch the tongues or whatever they call it?
No, I think probably that's just where it comes apart.
That drip just hit him and it was over, right?
Suede, the remix guy's going to go nuts on that.
Oh, please, somebody.
Maybe I have to step in.
Yeah,
I feel like I just snorted cocaine or something. I'm so excited. I feel like I just snorted cocaine or something.
Exactly.
I'm so excited. And I never did that before.
Times.
For the record. For the record. For the record. For the record.
And then you hit him with
for the record.
Cocaine.
For the record. Like I just snorted cocaine or something. I'm for the record. For the record. For the record.
And we
I just
got
snorted
it.
Cocaine or something. I'm so excited. And I never did that before. For the record. So excited.
Take that
and I never
part out.
And I never did that before. For the record. I never did that before. 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 For the record. For the record. But I'm clapping my head. Clapping my head.
Now, at some point, I'm going to need to examine the full video there.
Oh, man.
For the record.
And for the record, people gave that church $2 million that day.
I've never done that
for
before.
For the record. That before. For, I never did that before. And I never did that before. And I never did that before. For the record.
He was looking right at his wife when he said that.
Painter, the record. But I'm clapping my hands.
Perfect. I think we're ready for a break. You got anything else? Oh, here, we should do this. All right. This episode is brought to you by Shirt Caviar. Visit shirtcaviar.com and use promo code OGA to save 10% on your order today. Shirt Caviar, I've never done that before, for the record.
And after you hit something, hit the hotline at 847-665-9238 and tell us a story.
That's right. Don't forget to jump down in those comments and like and comment and subscribe and do all those things. And
get with us. Engage. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
I feel like I just snorted cocaine or something. I'm so excited. And I never did that before. And I never did that before. Snorted cocaine or something. For the record. For the record. For the record. And I never did that before. For the record. For the record. For the record. Snorted cocaine or something. I'm so excited.
And we're back. You know what I'm doing? I'm clapping.
I'm praising. I feel like I just snorted cocaine or something. I'm so excited. And I never did that before. For the record. And I never did that before. For the record. For the record. For the record. For the record. But I'm clapping my hands.
It's almost like, okay, he did a gangster before he went out. He's like, okay.
Yes.
All right, boys. I'm going to catch this drip about 45 seconds in. So yeah. I need to come in with a good blues riff. I'm going to get him going.
Yep.
And all he could think of was, like, I feel like. And then he's like, okay, I know this is being recorded.
Yes.
So the only thing else I've got to get in before I lose my mind is, for the record.
I've never done this before.
For the record. My tongue went numb. I need 100 beers.
We were talking about it during the break, that it's like a Tim Robinson sketch or something. Like, he might as well be like, this is so good, we're going to figure out how to make money off of this.
Yeah.
Like, for the record. Oh, what a ding dong. You know, speaking of sports in your shorts, we're going to have to wrap this second half up pretty quickly because I am going to go watch the Bears do a thing, which will probably be disappointing. But I do have another pastor.
So I'm going to tell you a little bit about
my bowel
history.
It's no secret. It's Sunday. So obviously, we're checking in with the pastors around the country. I don't really necessarily need anybody to see the video. I just think everybody needs to hear this.
So I'm going
to
tell you a little bit of my bowel history.
Because this is
bowel history.
Powerful.
Bowel history.
Bowel history. Okay. You're not
heard it.
Yeah. You're not misunderstanding it. Okay. And he's not this.
That's not a demon or something.
No.
That's a body part.
Literal.
Okay.
Yes. And listen, you know what I'm doing right now? I'm filling time. You know, stretch, baby. You got to fill time. This guy's up there a long time. He's got one book, and he's got to talk about it
every Sunday
forever. This is a good, that's a talent.
I just gained a new respect just because of what you just said.
Yeah.
They got one script.
That's it.
It's a long script.
No, it is.
It's one. But they're not adding to it.
It's just the one. And you got to
tap
dance every Sunday. And give me that 10% of everything you make so you can hear about this.
So I'm going to tell you a little bit of my bowel history. Every Sunday, my dad used to go in the bathroom to have his bowel movement. Sometimes I'd hear a little. And I'd go in for my bowel movement. And I would go in, and it was like a green cloud, a toxic waste dump in there. I remember sometimes it wouldn't come out. And when it did, it was kind of like, once I pooped in my pants in school, and I just left it in all day. And that, to me, was pooping. Once it was in the toilet, they couldn't flush it down. Her husband had to get a shovel out of the garage and chop it up.
I think this guy's going in the song,
Why are these people even sitting there listening to this?
They've paid a good bit of money. Look, this guy seems unconvinced. I am putting the video up for viewers now. It's got the stupid caption on the Instagram video, but look. See this lady? see this lady.
Hands clasped in prayer.
Yeah, looking. This guy, skeptical.
This guy's over it.
Yeah, he's like, this was a $300 plate luncheon at this church.
So I'm going to tell you a little bit of my bowel history. Every Sunday, my dad used to go in the bathroom to have his bowel movement. Sometimes I'd hear a little.
I would have gotten up and walked out.
Sometimes I'd hear a little. And I'd go in for my bowel movement. And I would go in, and it was like a green cloud, you know, a toxic waste dump in there. I remember sometimes it wouldn't come out. And when it did, it was kind of like, sometimes it wouldn't come out. And when it did, it was kind of like a dump in there. A green cloud.
Look at the people nodding in agreement. This woman back here is in full regalia. Yeah, and she's like, oh, yes. And look, this lady here looks like Ghislaine Maxwell. Has like a pen up next to her chin, like, this is fascinating. Awesome. Everyone in the crowd is just glued
cloud,
to this.
You know, a toxic waste dump in there. Mm-hmm. I remember sometimes it wouldn't come out. And when it did, it was kind of like, once I pooped in my pants in school and I just left it in all day.
Is this once church pooped, or no?
It's like, some sort of church-related situation, I'm assuming.
And that to me was pooping. Once it was in the toilet, they couldn't flush it down. Her husband had to get a...
That lady's all of us right now.
That might be a thing about incontinence or something, though.
Yeah, or maybe some sort of...
There's just no way.
I don't think there's no way.
But there's just a very small way that a guy is like, all right, I'm the keynote speaker, and I'm about to feel some
time. Let me tell you about pooping.
The fact that they're all sometimes still sitting there, and the one lady is soaked because she's having that same problem.
Sorry, and I'd go in.
Where are you at?
Once I pooped in my pants in school, and I just left it in all day. And that to me was pooping. Once it was in the toilet, they couldn't flush it down. Her husband had to get a That to me was pooping. Just left it in all day. In my pants in school, and I just in my pants. And that to me was pooping. Once it was in the toilet. They couldn't flush it down. Her husband had to get a shovel out of the garage and chop it up.
Where else are you getting this?
Well, who else is chopping up turds with shovels on the internet?
You ain't getting this nowhere else.
I'm clapping. I'm praising. I feel like I just snorted cocaine or something. I'm so excited. And I never did that before.
So I'm going to tell you a little bit of my bowel history. Wow. Every Sunday, my dad used to...
I don't know what else we have to offer here.
I think that probably can do it. I mean...
Like I said, quality over quantity. These are good ones.
Yeah.
Did really well here.
That was great. Oh, man. Come on.
Man. Okay. Yeah, that's enough. I don't think maybe there's one more. Maybe one more. We checked that guy out. We did this. Yeah, that one's not that good. Here's just a lady ruining a guy's day. A news reporter.
Oh, shocker.
Just showing up. I know it's hard to imagine that someone like this would do something like this.
Too about this is that it's a hands-on experience. You mind if maybe I try my hand at this?
Not at all.
Okay. I'm not very creative, so you're going to have to bear with me.
So this is like a pottery wheel. Like
he's
she's
made
a, like,
that for he, an hour.
Yeah, like, he yeah. spent the time on the pottery wheel to
and
make
probably
that.
Probably paid for the class.
Yeah, and is or running it or whatever. Yeah. It's his deal, and he's like, sure, you can like try to manipulate it. Now check out her contribution.
Get your hands wet first.
Okay, move. Okay,
you gotta get your hands wet first.
Whatever you got.
Okay, we're finished with this display.
Destroyed it.
We're done.
And we're clear.
Whatever you got.
Okay. We're finished with this.
It's a good thing she was there to help him out with that.
Yeah, 13 if you buy a neck vase.
Yeah. Oh, poor guy. But anyway, for the record, I've never done that. I think we've done enough here. Do not forget.
Saturday, November 22nd.
November 22nd. That is, you've got plenty of time to plan ahead.
Yeah.
Be there. You will be hearing us discuss this to no end all the way up until the day. And then when it's done, you're going to get the live video on YouTube and all that. You could come participate. Why would you not want to be associated with us on the internet?
Really?
You know, I this is important stuff we're doing here.
We're going to be right off Watson Boulevard, people. I don't know what you know about that.
Empty box.
All right.
Well, I'm Graham.
I'm Josh.
Stay out of the water.
Don't get blarney.
We'll see you next week. Bye.